I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans. Across the globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways. Holler 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. And holy moly, have we got a lot to talk about with the NBA playoffs. Boston, Milwaukee living up to the hype. A lot of things going on with the Warriors. I think they're playing the best basketball of anybody right now. The Suns, Dallas, we got a lot of things going on. We got the Sixers and Miami. We got ourselves a battle in the NBA. And believe me, other things are happening. NHL hockey playoffs, those are absolutely incredible. Major League Baseball, my brew crew just lighting it up right now. Mike Wilson, good morning, my brother. How are you, pal?
I am doing great. And before I say anything, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there on this special day. But yeah, we got a lot going on. NBA playoffs, like you said, we got the hockey playoffs, we got Major League Baseball. Canelo fought last night and got beat down. There's just a lot going on, so let's get to it, buddy.
MMA fighting too, you name it, man. We've got you covered. He's Mike Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf. On the other side, our professor of sports, John Poulter, will join us. We'll talk baseball. We'll talk those playoff hockey, man. Keep it close. We're just getting warmed up. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out TeamAvenueBaseball.com.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. Always live each and every Sunday morning for your listening pleasure. 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Always live on Sundays for you people. We're now going to bring in our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, comes to us from Toronto, Canada. We talk hockey, we talk baseball. Good morning, John. How are you on this Mother's Day? John, are you with us? There he is. John, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks, Andy. How about you?
No complaints. Had a little bit of a struggle last night because the Brew Crew go down to the Braves, but then I look at the columns and all that stuff and I see that they're neck and neck with everybody else that's atop of the league, and makes me feel a little bit better about what I'm seeing with the Milwaukee Brewers, 8-2 in the last 10 games and on top in the Central. I guess we're going to start in baseball, John, if you don't mind, but
that's fine.
What are you seeing so far? I know right now we're in the sprint part of it, and we've got the marathon coming, but some early trends that are definitely starting to take some form here, John.
Yeah, there's a few interesting things going on. You talk about the Brewers, 19 wins, 19 and I think they're 19 and 8. Yeah, the Brewers are 19 and 9, as are the New
York
Mets.
Yeah, after the loss. Yeah.
They're the two teams that have won 19 games. But, here's the other thing. There's five teams that have won 18 games, obviously right on their heels. So 7 out of 30 teams, almost a quarter of the teams in Major League Baseball, are up there in first or second place in terms of wins. That tells me that we're starting to see a bit of a gap opening up between the top and the bottom in baseball. And the other thing that I'm finding kind of interesting is you look at that National League West, where we know that there's three very good teams, the Dodgers, the Padres, and the Giants. But you look at that division, the Diamondbacks have gone on a bit of a roll the last 7 or 10 days. They now find themselves back at 500, 14 and 14. But all that does is get you last place. So, yeah, the San Francisco Giants, 15-12 in fourth place in their division. So we're starting to see some real competition in a couple of these divisions. And looking at it on the bad end of things, that woeful Cincinnati Reds team, I just don't know what's going on in Cincinnati. 4-23, already 14.5 games out, losers of 9 of their last 10, run differential of minus 83. That's after 27 games. That's the sixth of the season. You do the quick math on that, they'll be minus 498 for the season. Obviously not very good. I don't know what the problem is in Cincinnati. They don't seem to be able to hit, they don't seem to be able to field, and they don't seem to be able to pitch. We all know that's a disaster.
Good morning, John. This is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Good morning. I'm not going to brag about the weather in Arizona because I'm on St. Simon's Island on the coast of Georgia right now, and it's absolutely it's absolutely gorgeous out here. But you know, my question was going to be about Cincinnati and just what the issues were. But you know, you take a look at other things going on, and then you know, you take a look at the Arizona Diamondbacks and Madison Bumgarner's ejection the other night, and the whole controversy with that. What is your thought with that, and how the Major League has handled that situation?
Well, it's not something I'm completely up to date on, Mike, because of the time difference. Of course, I don't get to see very many Diamondback games, but you know, Bumgarner, I was kind of surprised he went to the Diamondbacks, quite frankly. I thought a guy at his stage of his career would be looking to do some more winning. And with all due respect to the Diamondbacks, I didn't think that was the right spot for him. I think he's very frustrated. I just don't think that's the right spot for him. Clearly, that's where he wanted to sign. So, you know, more power to him. He obviously had his reasons there. But I'm just puzzled by the whole fact that he's even in Arizona, quite frankly.
That's our professor of sports, John Poulter, joining us here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. Hey, I want to jump to the Central in the American League, where the Minnesota Twins are playing extremely well right now. The White Sox, I mean, we know they've had a lot of injuries and things like that, but looks like maybe they're going to find themselves a little bit here over the last five games or so. How shocking and surprised are you with the way the Twins have gotten out of the gates?
I'm actually quite surprised based on what I saw last year. Last year, I couldn't believe that they were as bad as they were because the year before that, they'd actually played quite well. So it almost kind of looks like they're getting back to where we expected them to be, and clearly picking up a player like Carlos Correa, that helps any team, no matter how good or bad you are. And other than the White Sox, that's a fairly weak division. And, you know, we talked last week about the White Sox injuries, and the White Sox have had a pretty good week. You know, they've won 5 in a row now, 7-3 in their last 10, and all of a sudden the White Sox are back to .500, crept to within 3 games of the Twins. And the Twins started out very badly. I think the Twins were 1-4 at one stage, or 2-5. They were certainly 2 or 3 games below .500 in the first week. So they've obviously gone on a nice little streak. That's a division that's there for the taking, in my mind, because I just think that the White Sox, while they're a good team, I don't think they have all the depth that they need. They're built to win now, and if they lose some of those players, that's going to hurt them. So I've got to think that if the Twins think they have a chance to win this, they may go out and load up at the deadline, but there's no question that the Twins are a much better ball club than we all thought they were coming out of spring training.
You know, John, I take a look at the National League here, and you have the Mets playing well, you got the Brew Crew playing well, you got the Dodgers playing well, San Diego's playing well, and Colorado's surprisingly over .500. Out of all that, you know, is it really, again, the Dodgers that are going to come through maybe in the end, in your opinion? Because to me, they have the most money, they spend the most money, and they're not afraid to spend the money.
Yeah, you know, the Giants surprised everybody last year, Mike. You know, coming off a World Championship season, I think we all thought that the Dodgers had that division locked up as they had for the previous 7 or 8 years. the Giants were a real pleasant surprise last year. The Dodgers, to your point, the Dodgers are never afraid to spend money. They're never afraid to add players. You know, we saw that with the Trevor Bauer situation. Unfortunately, that didn't work out for either Bauer or for the Dodgers, and I don't know what the contract status is there, whether they still have to pay him or not, but, you know, if the Dodgers have deep pockets, so if any team can afford to take a hit like that, it's the Dodgers. But, you know, here's a team that has lost almost 12 months now, and for a further 12 months, they have lost a former Cy Young Award winner, and they're still in first place with a one-and-a-half-game lead over some pretty good teams in their division. The Dodgers essentially are what the Yankees used to be 15, 20 years ago. Have a problem, write a check. Most times it seems to work out. It's a team with a franchise with an awful lot of history, an awful lot of tradition. A lot of players want to play there. The environment is obviously good. The climate is very good. From a baseball player's standpoint, probably a very good place to play. The only downer might be the travel. But a team with a tradition like that is always going to attract good players, and a team with a checkbook like that is always going to attract good players. So there really shouldn't be any weaknesses in Los Angeles. So in short, I think the answer to your question is yes. I think it's the Dodgers to win.
That is the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports, joining us. We're talking Major League Baseball right now. Hey, I want to go back to the Brewers real quickly. You know, I'm looking at their averages up and down the roster, and nothing really comes out at you. And it's shocking to me right now that they're actually doing what they're doing, John. When I look at it, Christian Yelich not really having a great year. I like the addition of Andrew McCutchen. He's been fantastic. But the truth is, I look up and down the roster, and I look at all the splits and the averages and everything, and I'm wondering how in the hell they're doing what they're doing. So during the break, maybe you can figure that out. Wrap up baseball, and we'll talk some hockey on the other side. John Poulter, professor of sports, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll all three be right back. Keep it close.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everybody, welcome back into the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. I am Andy, hanging out with Mike, my tag team partner in crime, and we also have our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So obviously we talk hockey, but we also talk Major League Baseball. I left you on the other before we went to a break, and I've said what I said about the Brewers, the lineup, and how they're hitting. They put up 18 runs the other day. They're knocking the ball out of the park like crazy, but nothing really stands out to me, John. So I guess I'm just wondering if this can keep up when we don't really have anybody really standing out in any special way, shape, or form.
Well, maybe this is the classic team effort, Andy. You know, you look at the top five or six guys in terms of average very quickly. You know, Rowdy Tellez hitting .270. That kind of came out of nowhere. He had, I think it was 8 RBIs in one game during the middle of the week. You know, you point out about Yelich, .255. McCutchen is making a contribution. He's only hitting .240. Colton Wong, .236. Adamas, .236. Hunter Renfro, .235. They're not great averages, but, you know, I've seen a couple of Brewer games in the last week. I've seen two of the games against Cincinnati, or good pieces of the games against Cincinnati. And maybe that's not a very good barometer because of the way that Cincinnati has played. But it seems to me that, you know, when the Brewers need to knock the ball out of the park, they can. One particular game I saw this week with Cincinnati and the Brewers, Cincinnati got out 3-0 in the first inning. First two hitters for the Brewers in the bottom of the inning hit a home run, and the Brewers ended up tying the game and had a runner at second base before there was anybody out in the bottom of the first inning. So, you know, they've obviously got this mentality of being able to chip away at a lead. We all know that they've got good pitching. We know that they improved their defense last year. And when you look at the rest of that division, you know, the Cardinals, not a bad team, but, you know, hovering around .500. The Pirates, the Cubs, the Reds, all below .500. This is the Brewers' chance to open up some space in that division. They're clearly taking advantage of it. So, yeah, I don't think they're doing it with mirrors. I think the fact that they're winning with these guys hitting as poorly as they are, you have to think that by the end of the season, Christian Yelich is not going to be a .255 hitter. Colton Wong is not going to be a .236 hitter. Willie Adames is not going to be a .236 hitter, etc. When these guys start to get better, the team will get better, so they've got a better chance to get ahead. I think the fact that they're winning and playing great baseball right now with those averages tells us something about how strong and how deep and how balanced that team really is.
Yeah, and the pitching is absolutely fantastic. Craig has done a great job. All right, so going from that to the chaos on the ice, because for the most part, that's truly what it's been every series except for one, if I'm not mistaken. That would be the Avalanche series. They're up 3-0 on the Predators. But at the end of the day, I believe every other series is 2-1, and that's absolutely fantastic for the NHL and hockey lovers because, like you, like me, we like seeing game sevens, and that's the thing I love about NHL hockey is we're guaranteed to see game sevens when it comes to NHL hockey playoffs. And right now, looking like we could potentially have one, two, three, maybe several different seven-game series right out of the gate. So anything shocking or surprising with what you've seen in the first three games from all these series so far, John?
Yeah, there's a few things that have surprised me. Overall, I'm very surprised at the number of penalties that have been called. Generally, the rule of thumb is that once we get to the postseason, it's got to be something pretty flagrant for a referee to call a penalty. And certainly as the game gets, time gets later in the game and the game is close, it becomes even less likely you're going to see a penalty. But, you know, we've seen a lot of these games in these eight series where there's been a lot of penalties. We've seen a lot of four-on-four hockey, specifically that Dallas-Calgary series. I think there's been seven or eight occasions where they've played four-on-four in the first three games, and I think the stat that I saw was that most of those were a full 2 minutes, and the other time they were the other time it was a minute 56. And we all know what happens when you open up space with four on four; you get some pretty decent hockey. A couple of things have surprised me. The surprising has been the struggles of the Florida Panthers against the Washington Capitals. Washington shocked them in the first game and then absolutely blew them away in Game 3 in Washington on Saturday. That surprised me. Toronto-Tampa Bay has been pretty much as I expected. I fully expect that to be win one, lose one, win one, lose one the whole way through. Toronto lost badly in Game 2 after a fairly easy time in Game 1 and then came back in Game 3 and now it's over to Tampa Bay. It's Tampa Bay's serve. So I expect Tampa Bay to play a much better game on Sunday night than they played on Friday. The Boston-Carolina series, that's been a home ice series. I kind of see that continuing that way. Rangers-Pittsburgh, that's a classic series. First game was a double overtime game. I don't know whether you saw the highlights of Game 3 on Saturday night, but an absolutely unbelievable play by Sidney Crosby to set up the seventh goal in the Penguins' win over the Rangers. Colorado-Nashville, nothing surprising me there in terms of the overall result. We all thought that Colorado would deal with Nashville pretty quickly. They did get a bit of a scare in the second game, having to go to overtime to win it, but they're still up 3-0. I think they'll finish that off in Game 4. We talked about Calgary-Dallas. Minnesota-St. Louis, kind of an interesting series, two of the games being won by the road team. Two teams pretty close in the standings. I expect that one to continue, win one, lose one. I think that's a potential seven-game series. Edmonton got a rude shock in Game 1, giving up a late goal to the Los Angeles Kings, but since then they've kind of taken hold of that series. I have a feeling that Edmonton has kind of found their mojo, and that may be over in five games, maybe going six, but the way the Oilers are playing right now, you have to think they're playing with a ton of confidence. So, yeah, we've seen a few things that have been surprising. We've seen a lot more of the backup goalies than I think we ever expected. You know, we've had two or three teams had to start a backup goalie, and then we've had a couple of teams that have had to go to a backup goalie because of injuries. And, you know, Pittsburgh is now playing with their third-string goalie. Even Colorado had to go to a second goalie on Saturday. Nashville, Carolina, there's three or four teams that have kind of used more than one goalie. That's very unusual in the playoffs. Usually when you get to the playoffs, you get your number one guy, you hand him the glove and you say, go out there, give us everything you've got and carry us. And that's generally the way that it works. It hasn't worked that way this year. So all in all, as always, a pretty exciting first round. I always, the first round of the National Hockey League playoffs are like the first round of the baseball postseason. They're the most fun to watch because you've got so many games going on and you've got so many different stories going on in the background. And, you know, if this is what it's going to be like for the next 2 months, I think we're in for some pretty exciting hockey until we get to the Stanley Cup final.
To your point, John, every other day we play hockey, and I love it. So sorry about that, Mike. Go right ahead, pal.
No, it's okay. I'm right there with you, brother. Look, John, my question is simply, you know, the Lightning are trying to three-peat, and you don't see that much in any sport. What's going to make it difficult for the Lightning to three-peat?
A couple of things. The usual, you know, the usual one. When you've won two in a row, you've had two very long seasons. They've been two unusual seasons. One was in the bubble. The second one was played without fans, or certainly without full stadiums. So they kind of won in two different ways. I think that the big issue, there's going to be two issues that Tampa Bay will have. One is the fact that they've had two consecutive lengthy seasons. We all know what kind of toll that takes on players. And when you look at the way that the bracket is set up, assuming they can beat Toronto, the next series is probably against Florida. We know that's going to be a tough series. So they're in a tough division. There's really no easy ride out of that Atlantic division, however it shakes out. I mean, and if Washington does in fact beat Florida, then obviously you have to think that Washington is a contender as well if they've taken out the team that had the best record in the regular season. So I think there's a number of factors going against Tampa Bay, but they have a great coach, they've got a lot of depth, and they know how to win. So, you know, you add those things together, and they're sometimes a little bit stronger than the product on the ice. They're the intangibles. They've got an awfully good chance at it, I can tell you that.
Last one for you, John. Who's playing the best right now? Is it the Colorado Avalanche, who have a 3-0 series lead over the Predators? And are they that definitely the team to beat?
I still think they're the team to beat, because I've been saying that all season. And up until the last week of the season, they looked like they had the President's Trophy for the number one spot overall locked up. I'm a little surprised that they took their foot off the gas in the second game. As I mentioned earlier, they had a 2 or 3 goal lead and ended up having to win it in overtime. I think they took the Nashville Predators for granted, and they shouldn't have done that. I think they learned that lesson in Game 3 when they came back and won 7-3 on Saturday. So I got to think that Colorado is playing the best, but with all due respect to Nashville, they're not playing the best team, so we really haven't seen the best Colorado Avalanche performance yet. I think that's still in reserve. I still think they're the best team around.
John, appreciate your time as always. We'll catch up with you next week. Have a great day.
My pleasure, guys. Always fun to chat with you. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down baseball and hockey. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf will return right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Everybody, welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy. Hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime is Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you would like. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike, we've talked some NHL hockey playoffs. We've talked some Major League Baseball. We did that with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Now you and I have the rest of the time to break down the rest of the sports world in whatever shape, form, however we want. I do want to get into some NBA basketball. We can obviously talk Canelo. We can talk the MMA stuff that happened. I did see a crazy kick to the guy's chin last night that literally knocked the dude on the floor for like 3 to 5 minutes. He wasn't moving. I was extremely worried about that guy's safety. Somehow, some way, the dude winds up getting up. He comes to, and everything's all said and done. He's okay, but holy hell, bro. That sport is absolutely insane, and it can change at the drop of a hat. So you better be prepared. You better be ready. And if you're not, you might get knocked the you-know-what out.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to get the you-know-what knocked out of you if you're not ready to go and coherent during an MMA match. But, you know, just making this comparison, it's the way the NBA playoffs are going, dude. Like, you better be ready to go, you know? You better be ready to go, whether you're Phoenix or Milwaukee, Boston, Golden State, Philly, you know, you name it. You got to be ready to go, or you're going to be knocked on your butt just like that MMA guy last night.
You know, you bring up a good point, though. You know, NBA basketball is a non-contact sport, or it's supposed to be a non-contact sport. We're seeing more and more contact being made. And quite frankly, my friend, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Boston Celtics series is as physical as it comes. Okay.
Yep.
I don't want to hear any complaints either way, I guess is what I'm really trying to say. I have no right to complain about what's happening with the Boston Celtics. And for that matter, I have no complaints that, you know what, Boston shot 17 free throws in the last 16 minutes and 28 seconds, and Milwaukee shot none. I'm not upset about that, to be honest with you, Mike. The truth is that it's a hard game to officiate. And when you're guarding guys like Giannis Antetokounmpo, it's really, really difficult and challenging to be the official making those calls, either for him or against him, to be honest with you. There is so much contact being made, whether it's by Giannis or people getting into Giannis. There's contact being made on both sides. Extremely difficult to be able to call that type of a game. Let me ask you, because there's been a lot of controversy on the last call. Well, not the last call, but one of the last calls of the game where Marcus Smart is trying to, you and I know, and everybody else knows, he's trying to get up a three-pointer, but all year long, that call has been made the way that they made the call, even in the postseason. Do you have a problem with the call that they made, not giving them three, giving them two, obviously setting up the last couple few seconds of that game where Boston was tipping it around? Al Horford does get the tip in, but time expires before he's able to get the ball into the net. So with that being said, do you think they got the call right? Do you think they got the call wrong? And at the end of the day, are they at least being consistent with that particular call?
Look, at the end of the day, they're being consistent with that call, but all these calls that are made, like the Marcus Smart call last night, to me, it's a gather. You're getting ready to shoot. You're gathering the ball, and by rule in the NBA, if you're gathering, you're going up for a shot. That's a three-point or three free throws, excuse me. So it is what it is, and Andy, I am right there with you in terms of the physicality of this series, and I have no complaining about the physicality. I kind of like the physicality that Boston and Milwaukee are going through, and you know, people on either side want to complain. Just take a look at the film. There's plenty of missed calls about Boston probably being a little over exuberant in terms of defense, and the same can be said for the Bucks. So I'm not sitting here just like major sour apples. I mean, Boston had some opportunities at the end of the game, the last few minutes of the game, to try and take control, get a lead, and go up 2-1. They didn't. Milwaukee made the plays. They made the stops when they had to. And, you know, there just wasn't enough time left on the clock last night, you know, for my Celtics to come through and take game three. But at the end of the day, for me, NBA playoff basketball has always been physical. It just has. Even when you and I were growing up, I mean, it was physical during the regular season, but you get to the playoffs, you know, those Detroit teams, those Boston teams, and to a certain extent, those LA teams towards the end, they were physical. And it had to be something pretty egregious for a referee to make a call. You kind of seen the same thing in this series. And you know, you bring up a good point with Giannis. And I was talking with some people that we were at their house last night, having a few cocktails and food and stuff, watching the game, watching Kentucky Derby, the whole thing. And I just said, look, they were complaining about the physicality and Giannis was getting away with stuff. And I said, look, Giannis to me, and Andy, you can disagree or agree, it's almost like Giannis is the new version of Shaq. Shaq was so difficult to referee because he was so big, he was so strong, and just so dominant that, you know, guys are bouncing off of him. And I kind of see the same thing with Giannis. Giannis is big. He's physical. He's long. He likes to take it to the rim. And he does take a lot of contact. He gives out a lot of contact. And that's where I think, to me, at least in my mind, the comparison to Shaq and just being difficult to referee, and that you alluded to in your opening there, is correct. And it's just one of those things that, you know, Giannis seems to have kind of just accepted, okay, I'm going to get knocked around a lot. If I'm going to get knocked around a lot, I'm going to knock some people over as well. And it's just the way the game for him is played. But it does make it difficult for these referees to kind of discern, was Giannis being too much? Was there too much Giannis on that? Or was, you know, the opposition, you know, throwing down on that? And it's tough. I know fans they get frustrated with it, but it's playoff basketball. Nothing's supposed to be easy, at least in my mind. And if you're going to win a championship like the Bucks did last year, okay, you got to fight through this stuff. And last night they fought through, and they won the game.
Look, at the end of the day, we want to see the better teams advance. We don't want to see officials get in the way of what happens on the floor. And even with everything that has happened with the bad calls, missed calls, I would still say I think that most of what's happening on the floor is happening because of the players. And I want to take this now to a different series. Let's talk Memphis and let's talk the Warriors. Ja gets hurt in game three. That could be extremely troublesome for Memphis if he's hurt in any major way. But they also had some physical play. Dylan Brooks yep. goes after Gary Payton. He nails him in the head. And quite frankly, I'm sorry, but I don't like the way that Steve Kerr came out and made Dylan Brooks this villain guy and calls him a dirty – says he wasn't – he's not a dirty player, but that was a dirty play. And saying he broke this code. I'm sorry, man, but I just don't agree. What code is he talking about? I'm sorry, but to me, look at what's happened in the past to guys like Rudy T. Think about Kurt Rambis back. I mean, come on, man. Like, who the hell is right. Steve Kerr? And what the hell was that all about? And I get that he's got to protect his players. But I'm sorry, man. To me, the code is do whatever you got to do to win. And obviously, that's within the rules. Don't get me wrong. But I do not think what Dylan Brooks did was he was not trying to injure that guy. He was trying to make a play on the ball. He winds up hitting his head. And obviously, what happened, the fall and everything else, that's unfortunate. But to call a guy dirty and to say he broke a code, I'm sorry. But that was overboard by Steve Kerr. What say you?
No, I say the same thing, Andy. And when I saw the play, I was like, that's a flagrant two. It's a hard foul, yes. But I absolutely agree with you that Dylan Brooks was trying to make a play on the ball. He tried it. He hit GP in the head, not trying to do that. And GP falls to the ground pretty hard. Dylan actually tried to help him up, tried to do something at the end there, and he still gets a flagrant two. And for Kerr, yeah, I absolutely agree with Kerr. Not with Kerr, but with your assessment of Kerr. Kerr shouldn't have said anything. Kerr, I'm like, Steve, you came through the era where that was commonplace, that kind of hard foul in a playoff series. You want, and I just want to go, Steve, the definition of a dirty player in my book is Bill Laimbeer. That's the definition of a dirty player. Dylan Brooks is nowhere near that. He wasn't trying to do that to Gary Payton Jr. And it's just kind of unfortunate that Steve decided to go there. It seemed like a very Phil Jackson-ish kind of thing to do. And it provided, you know, last night it gave the Warriors something really to take advantage of. Dylan Brooks is an integral part of that Memphis Grizzly team, and not having him there hurt the Grizzlies. And so I don't know where Steve thought he was coming from in that, but I think Steve Kerr got it wrong.
Well, and what's even more shocking to me is all of the acceptance that he got from everybody, and hearing
right.
all the analysts
yep.
talk about it all week, and just, I'm sorry, man. I disagree wholeheartedly with most of these people's assessments on this particular situation. And in general, I'm sorry, but I just feel different about injuries than most people. They're part of the freaking game, man. It's time for us to
right.
realize that. And they're more and more part of the game these days than ever. So I don't know what it is or why it is, but at the end of the day, these young athletes that we're watching on the fields of play, whatever field of play it is, they have a hard time staying on the field, people, for whatever reason, okay? It's the truth. So I just look at it way different. Injuries are part of the game, and they happen way more often than we realize. Got to take a break. I know I hear that music. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf will come back and wrap up this hour of Dorfport Sports in the Ditch. Keep it close, everybody.
Thank you. Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access, no cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Tons to talk about with the Formula One stuff happening, golf going on, obviously MMA, boxing, baseball, basketball, football. Can always talk football, people. We love talking football any time of the day, year, month, you name it, we got you covered. Obviously, get at us on Facebook, get at us on social media there. We love it. IG is the real Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's the Dorf on Sports. For Mike on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. In general, lots of ways for you to interact with us and get at us. Mike, crazy random thought. Is there a way that you see Baker Mayfield having to sit in Cleveland and hang on and watch Deshaun Watson play football this season? What say you, pal?
I don't think there's a chance in you know what that Baker hangs on in Cleveland and stays there. Because you and I are not Baker fans. If we were Baker, we wouldn't want to be there and watch a replacement play in front of you and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I just don't see it. If it happens, I'm telling you what, Dorf, if that were to happen, that would be one of the most Cleveland Brown things to ever happen to that franchise, man.
where in the hell is he going to go? There's no suitors, my man. Like, he may just
be stuck
in Cleveland.
He could. I mean, I think Seattle might give him a shot or a look because they need a quarterback. But I don't know if the coaching staff there really wants to bring him in. It doesn't seem like nobody wants him. And there's a part of me that says his NFL career is on the line right here.
I agree. We got to take a break. Hour number one in the books. Number two coming up, people. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Churches across the country are bracing for protests from pro-abortionists on Mother's Day. This as protests took place across the country on Saturday after a Supreme Court leak shows that the High Court is thinking about overturning Roe v. Wade, which has allowed American women to get abortions for almost half a century. Regarding what the illegally leaked opinion means, Chris Scalia, son of late Justice Antonin Scalia, reminds everyone.
Overturning Roe does not mean banning abortion across America, as many people seem to believe. It means that people actually get to vote on the issue, which is how it should be.
President Biden joining other G7 leaders taking part in a virtual summit on Sunday. The White House saying the group of leaders will demonstrate Western unity against Russia. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Americans are opening up their wallets to celebrate mom.
The National Retail Federation says we'll spend close to $32 billion for Mother's Day this year. That's more than $3.5 billion higher than last year. Retail expert Marshall Cohen told CBS News that inflation has changed the dynamic to the point that some people will have sticker shock.
You should expect to see a slight increase. You know, throughout the pandemic, we had already had increases in the flour business. Absolutely, don't be surprised. When you go in and you go to get some flowers, you're going to see some higher prices.
There is also an uptick in meal prices, flowers, cards, and jewelry. Consumers are expected to spend a record average of $245 each. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A long shot horse is waking up Sunday as this year's winner of the Kentucky Derby. Rich Strike had odds of 80-1 heading into the race at Churchill Downs in Louisville on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
At least 32 people are dead after a massive explosion at a hotel in Havana, Cuba. The Cuban presidential office saying 64 people are being hospitalized for injuries and 19 are still missing after Friday's blast, and that rescue efforts are ongoing. Officials say the explosion at the historic Hotel Saratoga appears to have been triggered by a gas leak. President Joe Biden says a tax proposal from Republican Senator Rick Scott could see the end of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. The Republican senator from Florida tells Fox News that his plan is not to get rid of those programs. It's to fix them before they go bankrupt.
Let's fix these programs so they last. People paid into these programs. They paid into Medicare. They paid into Social Security. What the Democrats are doing and what Joe Biden is doing, he just keeps passing the buck and watching these plans go bankrupt.
While certain Medicare and Social Security trust funds are on track to be depleted by 2034, there's still enough tax revenue to continue paying most benefits for decades beyond that. In sports news, the Milwaukee Bucks have a 2-1 lead in their second round series with the Boston Celtics. The Bucks winning 103-101 Saturday against Boston in Game 3. And the green flag drops just after 12:30 p.m. Eastern time in the Goodyear 400 at Darlington Raceway. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Tons of ways for you to interact with us. Get at us. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got you covered with real NBA playoff basketball. We got NHL hockey playoff to talk about. We've got Major League Baseball to talk about. MMA, boxing, golf, you name it. We got you covered, don't we, Mike Wilson?
Absolutely, we got you covered. There's so much to talk about. And speaking of golf, that's, you know, once this show's over, Dorf, that's where I'm headed to, is the golf course. I already played once this week and saw my first two alligators on a golf course, man. So it's all good down here in St. Simons Island, Georgia.
What the heck are you doing down there, by the way? Well, who are you with? What's going on? You just snuck out of town on me, man.
Yeah, I snuck out of town, just doing my own thing. It's all good, buddy. But you would love it down here. The golf courses are phenomenal. The beach is phenomenal. It's just a good time, and I couldn't be more grateful.
Sounds like Vegas. What happens in Georgia stays in Georgia, baby. Anyways, we got to take a break. We'll come back on the other side, and we will rap about the sports world. Mike Wilson somewhere in Georgia. Dorfman. At home here in Phoenix AZ, holding it down. You're anywhere you want to be, and that's the way we like it. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out TeamAvenueBaseball.com.
Welcome back into the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I am Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple few different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorfon Sports. Facebook, Dorfon Sports. IG, it's the real Dorfon Sports there. All right, so brother, I want to get back into the NBA. I made a statement. You didn't really respond to it, and I don't know if it's because you didn't hear it, didn't have time, but I do need to get your thoughts and your opinions on this. I do feel like the Golden State Warriors are playing the best out of any team right now in the postseason. Is that how you're feeling right now?
Oh, absolutely. They are firing on all cylinders. They beat Memphis the other night. They scored 142. It was like, what was it, like 145, 114 or something like that?
But I mean, they 142 to 112. They won by 30, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a a classic Golden State Warrior win and what we're accustomed to seeing from the Golden State Warriors. And I'm telling you what, Andy, every game that I watch that pool guy play, I am liking his game more and more and more, and just how he fits into what they do in Golden State. They may have found a diamond in the rough there with him, and it's just going to continue, I believe. I think they take down Memphis. I really believe that if Jaw's out. You know, if Jaw's injury is serious enough where he just can't go, it's over for Memphis. I'm just telling it like I think it is, and because you got the Splash Brothers, you got Draymond, you got Poole, you got their role players, and once again, their role players know their role. Like they don't do any more, any less than they can do, and they leave the heavy lifting up to the big boys on that team.
Look, I don't disagree that Memphis is probably going to be done. I don't necessarily know if it's because Ja isn't going to be on the floor. He is going to be on the floor. Obviously, they're better with Ja on the floor. We know that. But what they did with him off the floor, if I'm not mistaken, 20-5 without him playing games, they are definitely right. Capable. And what happens is other guys have to step up if that is the case. Huge to replace his 38.3 points a game, the assists, the just the great plays. I mean, the guy is unreal. He's a human highlight reel. Like, seriously, bro. It is so fun to watch Ja Morant play basketball. But with that being said, the Warriors are just better. I mean, it's just the truth. And Klay Thompson, yeah. You were talking about the Splash Brothers. He has not been hitting on all strides. Let's keep it real. He did have a decent game on Saturday, 35 minutes. He goes 8 of 13 from the floor. This is where he was big, was 4 of 5 from three-point land. He scores 21 points, and he was a plus 22 with him on the floor, okay? That hasn't been the case for a lot of what's been happening with Klay in the postseason. I do think they – we talk about like having that nice 1-2 punch. You know, the Bucks have Giannis and Drew right now because Chris isn't playing. The Warriors have Jordan Poole and Steph. Is Klay going to be that guy that can join the party for them on a week in and week out basis, on a night in and night out basis? That's still to be determined, right? Like, we don't know exactly. And also, he's coming back from that injury, so maybe we need to cut him a little bit of slack. But at the same time, they're going to need Klay Thompson, man, and he's going to have to keep showing out for them. So with that being said, I really like the way that Golden State is playing, even with Klay Thompson not hitting on all strides. And you made the point. Jordan Poole is the reason that they're doing what they're doing because he has emerged, man. This kid is fantastic, and he has so much confidence and belief in what he's doing out on the floor. The only thing that can stop him, like I said to you about my Milwaukee Bucks in a lot of ways, probably is himself. And that's, to me, what can stop Milwaukee is themselves. Dude, they had a 14-point lead against Boston. Where the hell did it go? They lost it. They got complacent. And you know what, dude? We've seen it so many times. We saw Memphis come back in a game where they were down 51 points, if you want to take the two different times that they had to come back, once from 26 and one from 25. Like, things can happen in these games. You got to play 48 minutes. That's what I'm learning, Mike.
Absolutely, you got to play 48 minutes. It's like just like any other sport, you got to play the entire time on the clock to get the W. And if you don't, you're going to get the L, and you know your season could be over. Let me get your thoughts on this, Dorf, and obviously it applies to the series in Golden State and Memphis. We're talking about the play that Ja got hurt. Some people, you know, Ja made a comment. You know, like, once again, like breaking the code or something like that. It was unnecessary. I'm sitting there. I'm like, Ja, that's part of basketball right there. They're doubling you to get the ball out of your hands and get a turnover and get a cheap bucket. There's nothing in terms of ill intent or anything like that to me on that play. It's just good, sound basketball strategy. So, you know, some of these injuries that people are complaining about, I'm just not seeing it. And like you said earlier, look, injuries are part of the game. You got to be able to rise above it and figure, you know, the whole next man up mentality. But to complain about it and say it's, you know, something, you know, ill intent, I didn't see it on that play. It just, and the injury to Ja, that kind of injury could have happened when he goes up for one of his highlight reel type dunks after he comes down or something. So I just want to hear your thoughts on that whole Ja injury thing.
Well, you basically already said it for me, bro. I'm not a big fan of putting blame or playing the excuse game. It just doesn't work for me. I'm sorry. It just doesn't work, man. I'm watching my Milwaukee Bucks play fantastic without Chris Middleton, okay? So, like, I just have no – I have no time for that kind of thought process, to be honest with you. So, in terms of this one, look, I think that we just have some bad blood going on right now, right? Like, because at the end of the day, they're upset about what happened with Dylan Brooks, and you know they're gonna use that to motivate themselves. They're gonna use that as an excuse for something else potentially to happen, right? Like, so again, I think all of that stuff is noise. I think that's excuses, and to me, I don't play that game. I'm sorry, Mike. I just don't do it. So if Ja wants to be a little bit upset about getting injured, I get it. But again, like you said, no malicious intent. That nobody's going out there and trying to hurt people. Like, you just don't do it. I don't know if you happen to see the play with Wesley Matthews and the white kid from Boston yesterday. Like, dude, that's just hard play, man. That's a guy diving on the ground, going after a ball. Things like that happen, man. And again, like you said, dude, this is about winning, right? Like, this is about going out there and making a play that could change the game for your team. So at the end of the day, man, no. I think with Ja and everybody that wants to complain about when guys go after him, get over it, man. It's part of the game.
Absolutely, it's part of the game. And I know the play that you're talking about in the Milwaukee-Boston series. I'm like, okay, he's diving on the floor. Yeah, was it a foul? Yeah, okay, yeah. But there's no ill intent there or anything. It's just going after a loose ball. And I think I don't know if this speaks to a bigger thing in our society about kind of complaining, oh, this is not fair, that is not fair, that kind of thing. But when it comes to sports, you want your team to be diving on the floor after loose balls, to do what it takes to get a win, to advance in the playoffs. So
I agree. You
know, if I see players doing that, I'm like, they're selling out. Here we go. It's playoff basketball.
Agree.
You better be ready. Strap it up, man.
I agree. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back and continue rapping about the NBA playoffs. Keep it close.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us in a variety of ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up. Follow us on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, we've talked a lot about the Bucks in Boston. We've talked a lot about the Warriors and that series a lot with the Memphis Grizzlies. We need to talk about the Suns and the Mavericks. We got to talk about the Heat and the Sixers. Okay, so let's start with the Heat and the Sixers, okay? This wasn't looking so good, obviously, after the first couple of games. And quite frankly, in general, both of these series looked a little bit lopsided, right? Like, you had both the Bucks and the Warriors winning one of the first two games on the road. Didn't happen that way in these two series. Both of the home teams took advantage of their home court. They both won a couple of games. Well, game three on the road, guess what happened? The home teams did what they were supposed to do. So my question is, and let's put them in both of these because they're in the same ballpark because they're both 2-1 right now, and neither one of the teams have been able to win on each other's floor. So with that being said, have the Mavericks been able to find something by the way that they played in game three? Because Luka didn't score 45 points. He distributed. He had some help with Jalen Brunson and obviously got more people involved. And quite frankly, you know as well as I do, and anybody that's covered sports, those guys play better at home. It's just the way it works. Role players play better at home. The Sixers get Embiid back. James Harden, a little bit more aggressive, looked like he was actually able to get around people that were defending him, which is something we haven't seen in a long, long time. So the question is, have the Mavericks and have the Sixers been able to find something that they can rely heavily on after game three, which would make us think that they both can tie their series up and make it 2-2 going back to Miami and 2-2 going back to Phoenix? Have both of these teams or one of these teams or neither of these teams found something and they should feel comfortable that they can get another dub at home?
I think Philly has found something just by getting Embiid back. Embiid is the biggest guy in the NBA in terms of size, weight, you know, and obviously he's up for MVP. So, I mean, he's an integral part of what they do in Philly. I think just getting him back has helped and will help. And, you know, Harden, I'm telling you, like, the more that I see this guy play, he's not the same dude. He's not Houston Rocket Harden at all. And he's certainly not, you know, who knows what he was in Brooklyn, but, I mean, he was about the same thing he was in Philly. But if Harden can get more aggressive and get 20, 25 points and Embiid can get his 20, 25, yeah, they would have found something because they got their two main guys in the mix. I still think Miami wins the series because I just think Miami's better team-wise and they play a lot more defense than Philly. I mean, look, you and I play better defense than James Harden anyway. So it's one of those things where you know, for Philly, just getting the big man back is going to be a good thing. Look, with Dallas and Phoenix, I still think Phoenix wins this series. I still think Phoenix wins this next game. Luka has to be Luka. He has to score a little bit more than he did in the last game, even though he got everybody else involved and Brunson being one of those guys. But I think Phoenix is going to figure this out and be like, all right, let's put our foot down. Let's get the third win and close this baby out at home in game five. But I think Philly found it more than Dallas did.
Do you think the Phoenix Suns are playing as well as they were last postseason?
No. I don't, and I don't know exactly what it is. It's just watching them play last year, they were just they just steamrolled everybody. They're not exactly steamrolling. They don't have that same kind of, I don't know, Dorf, I don't know what to call it, pop, or just like playing with hair on fire kind of thing. But I think, you know, look, if this comes down to Phoenix and Golden State, you know, in the conference finals, then Phoenix will have their hands full. They will absolutely have their hands full with Golden State. I mean, I even picked way back that Golden State was going to come out of the West. And I'm not wavering off that at all. But Phoenix has to pick it up a notch and get back to what they were last season if they're going to get back to the NBA Finals.
As well as Chris Paul is playing, does he get away with a lot of things on the basketball court, in your opinion? Is he a little chippy? Like what he was doing to Jose Alvarado, I'm sorry, but it went unrecognized. Like, I'm sorry, I think he nailed him in the lower part of his body. There's certain things that he does out there on the floor that I feel like he gets away with murder. Do you feel the same way?
No, I absolutely feel the same way. And you bring up, you know, the New Orleans Pelicans guard and Alvarado there. Yeah, Paul got away with elbows, shots to the groin, pushing him off, being physical with him. But at the same time, Alvarado plays Paul the way Paul should be played. CP3 does not like to be touched. He thinks it's almost, Andy, to me, like he thinks he's above the law kind of deal in terms of you don't have the ability to stay with me. You don't have the ability that I have. And Alvarado may not have that ability. Look, he's only a rookie. He's figuring things out in the league. But if you're going to throw elbows to the guy's head, which I saw, and shots to the groin and midsection, you know what? I'm going to get right up in your grill, and you may not like it, but I'm going to make you compete on every single possession. And, yeah, I think he does get away with a lot of stuff. I think he gets away with murder in terms of it. And I'm going to say it. He's arrogant. He's one of the most arrogant point guards I've ever seen. And, look, to me, they're all arrogant to an extent. But Paul is just a little bit more. It's just like he Like, his stuff don't stink. And
I'm with you.
He is playing well, you know, and he's playing very well. I mean, I'll give him that.
Absolutely.
But you don't have to be throwing elbows. You don't have to be throwing these cheap shots. But he's going to keep doing it, Andy, until someone calls him, until one of the referees calls him on it.
Yeah, I agree.
And look, if I'm Dallas, you know, kind of pull Phil Jackson, mention in the press conference. Get the attention of the NBA. Get the attention of the refs. Referees pay attention to that stuff. When they say they don't, they're full of it. You and I know that. So
let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. So I'm watching the game, and the game has changed. It's obviously more of a outside shooting contest, a three-point shooting contest,
right?
In a lot of ways. I still feel like that is something the Phoenix Suns have not addressed. Ayton doesn't shoot three-pointers. JaVale McGee doesn't shoot three-pointers. Bismack Biyombo doesn't shoot three-pointers. If you look at most of these teams, you know, Philadelphia has a stretch five with Embiid. He can shoot the three ball. The Mavericks really don't have a center, so a bunch of their guys can shoot the three ball. They're basically playing without a center. I mean, if Kleber's their center,
right,
or the other guy, I can't think of his name right now, athletic kid, I forget it right now, but you get my point. They're basically playing with power forwards or smaller. And in every case, every team other than them, Al Horford for the Boston Celtics, he can shoot the three ball. That's the one thing the Phoenix Suns have yet to address. Does it come back to haunt them once again? Yes or no, Mike?
Absolutely, it can come back to haunt them because, you know, like you just pointed out, Dorf, every team or a lot of these teams have a stretch four or stretch five that can shoot the ball from the outside. Ayton can't do that. You know, I mean, maybe the biggest guy on Phoenix can shoot a three ball is Cam Johnson.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of it. But I don't look at Cam as a post guy. I look at Cam as a stretch three.
He's a
wing guy. So it's like, you know, when you talk about bigs, you talk about guys like, you know, DeAndre Ayton. Ayton doesn't have that in his game yet. He's never had it in his game.
He's gonna have that in his game, to be honest with
you.
It's something that the Phoenix Suns have not addressed. They changed what they did with that low post stuff with McGee and Bismack, but I'm sorry, man, they still haven't addressed having that stretch five. We gotta take a break. Speaking of stretches, we gotta take a break. We'll come back and we'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy.
The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy, hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. He's in Georgia this weekend. I'm holding it down in the Valley of the Sun, where it's starting to get to be pretty hot, to be honest with you. We don't mind, though. We love it. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfon Sports. Facebook, Dorfon Sports. IG, it's the real Dorfon Sports there. All right, so I got a couple of thoughts in my head right now, Mike, and I've been thinking about this for actually the whole time that the NBA playoffs have been on. I'm watching the style of play, and I'm wondering when the Milwaukee Bucks are going to flip the switch and play the way that they were last postseason, which is actually a little bit more like the old school, where you go down to Giannis and or Brooke in the low post, and then you pass the ball out on the perimeter and find the open shot, or you let those guys go down there and do what they do because they have such a huge size advantage over basically every team in this league. I almost feel like it's one of those things, like Milwaukee feels like they're a really good basketball team, and rightfully so. They should.
Right.
And I feel like they can beat anybody playing any style, okay? Like, I'm just telling you what my eyes are seeing. But I think if they get back to what they did last postseason, which is work the low post, find the open shot, move the ball around, I think that that's a more effective way of getting through the postseason. What is it going to take for them to realize they got to play bully ball?
What's it going to take? It's going to take Boston winning the series. I don't know. And you know, you talk about your boys flipping the switch. I don't want them to flip any switch. I don't care if it's a freaking light switch or a damn bulb. I don't need any switch being thrown in Milwaukee's favor here, but I absolutely get what you're saying about bully ball. They have such a size advantage. Like I said, with most teams, if not all teams, in the league, and how they're not taking real advantage of it almost on every play. I don't know. You'd have to go ask Coach Bud, and he'd have to tell you why they're not playing bully ball you know, with Boston, with anybody else they're going to face in the playoffs. But if they throw that switch and they start playing volleyball, it's done. It's a wrap. Just give them the second trophy and we'll move on. And you and I can go to the parade in Milwaukee, you know, a week later, whatever. But if they flip that switch, it's, for me, it's going to be a wrap.
I mean, it's beyond me at times. Like, I just don't understand. If something ain't broke, why try to fix it? Right. Again, I, you know, we talked about the arrogance of Chris Paul. Okay, I'm not too much of a homer to maybe say there's a little bit of arrogance going on with the Milwaukee Bucks too. Okay, and quite frankly, you know, they're doing this without Chris, man. Like, they're doing this without Cash. I'm sorry, but we've got to talk a little bit about that. And the fact is the fact. Like, they're missing one of their best playmaking guys on the floor, right? Like, you've got Giannis who can create for himself or others. You've got Drew that can create for himself or others, right? And then after that, like, who do you go to? Right? Like, Pat Connaughton can hit those three balls. Bobby P can hit shots, but, like, they don't create shots for other people, really. So when you think about what's going on in Milwaukee right now, they're missing one of their major playmakers, man. And they're still going out there and doing what they're doing. I don't think we're giving enough credit to the champs, is my point. I don't want this to be a love fest for the Milwaukee Bucks either, but I don't want it to go unrecognized or unseen. They're doing this without Chris Middleton. Like, come on, man. We have to recognize that, don't we?
No, you do have to recognize that, and, you know, answer this question for me, and it's only because I forgot. I'm getting old. I forget stuff now. But, you know, what's the timeline with Mid in terms of him coming back? Is he out for all the playoffs, or is he going to be able to come back, you know, in the Eastern Conference Finals if they make it that far?
You know, that's a great question. When you look at the reports, the grade 2 MCL sprain is a 4 to 6 week situation. Well, my calculations, man, we're 3 weeks or so into this already. We're not talking about Chris Middleton coming back on the floor as of yet. What we're hearing is he's making steady progress, right? We haven't heard, like, an actual timetable for him to get back out on the floor. And I think what you're saying is pretty important, because when you look at what happened with the Phoenix Suns, they lose Booker for 2.5 games. Booker's back, man. Like, Booker's back, okay? And quite frankly, I think he's very close to 100% too, because I don't think you put guys out there at this point in time and you put them out there in a position where they may get injured, especially him coming back from an injury already. So, you know, say what you want, but most of these teams are extremely whole right now. They're not missing a playmaker type like Chris Middleton, like the Milwaukee Bucks are missing right now. And again, don't want to go unrecognized. Don't want to go unseen. That's the heart of a champion, Mike Wilson, if you ask me.
Oh, absolutely. It's the heart of a champion. If you can get to the finals and win it and you're missing one of your main cogs in the wheel, that deserves as much praise as you're ever going to get, for sure. So, the question is, you know, we talked about Milwaukee flipping the, you know, are they going to be able to flip the switch? If they get Mids back, you know, they get Cash back, it's, you know, I can see them playing bully ball from there, because they'll be whole and they'll have all their guys on the offensive, you know, perimeter that they'll need, and they can dump it down there all day long. So maybe, I don't know, Andy, and I'm just thinking out loud. You know, if once Mids come back, maybe that's when bully ball comes back. I don't know, but, you know, I think that would help the situation and kind of bring a little clarity to, you know, why, you know, some Bucks fans are like, why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we doing that? Well, you don't have Chris Middleton, and he's a pretty damn big deal for your team. So people have to start recognizing what the Bucks are doing. People have to start laying some praise on the job that Budenholzer is doing. I mean, they're still up 2-1 in the semifinals in the East, but we shall see once mids come back what the strategy is going to be from there.
Extremely important to get that third game. Teams that go up 3-1, something like 95% of the time, they go on to win the series. Have to take care of your home court advantage to really solidify getting control in this series. All right, so you've already gone out on a limb, and you said you think the Phoenix Suns are going to get game four in Dallas. That game takes place in a couple hours later today. Let me ask you this. If it is 2-2 coming back to Phoenix, how much pressure is there on Phoenix then to win game five? Because at the end of the day, man, I don't think we're expecting Dallas to be able to win game four. However, stranger things have happened, and it's always good to see adversity affect you in ways, shapes, and forms. So with that being said, any chance this comes back to Phoenix 2-2? Any chance, bro?
Oh, of course there's always a chance. I mean, you got to lace them up. You got to play. You got to, you know, we talked about role players playing better at home, and the role players played better at home for Dallas the other night. So, yeah, there is absolutely a chance that this happens. I'm interested to see how Dallas now plays CP3, because CP3, look, he made a comment yesterday or a few days ago that, you know, talking about Luka, and he's not all that, he's this, we clamped him down, all that kind of thing. Okay, Chris Paul, go out there and defend Luka. Let's see how much success you're going to have, you know, playing against a bigger, stronger guy that can light you up for a triple-double. So as long as Luka's on the floor for Dallas, they're going to have a shot at coming back to Arizona and Phoenix, tied up 2-2. And then from there, the pressure is all on Phoenix. Everybody expects Phoenix to move on. Their fans, the writers in the NBA, all the execs, all they're probably expecting Phoenix to advance. And you come back 2-2, and you got Game Five in your building. You know, we talked about it at the top of the program. You better be ready to play. You better be ready to strap it up, because this is the NBA playoffs. This is not a Tuesday night in December in the NBA. This is the NBA playoffs, and as much as those guys and the fans of Phoenix want to win a series, these are the kind of things that you have to do in these high-pressure situations, especially if it comes back 2-2 to Phoenix.
You bring up some good points, and when you talk about arrogance of Chris Paul, I'm going to take it a step further, man. There's a lot of arrogance with the Phoenix Sun fan, okay, bro? Like, they think
– oh, God, yes.
They feel entitled. They think they're going to win this thing. They thought they were going to win last year. They were halfway to a championship when they were up 2-0. Obviously, we know that was a bunch of BS. The bottom line is this, man. You have to be humble. You have to go about your business, win. Winning solves a lot of problems. I hate excuses. I hate hearing nonsense. Go out there and do what you're supposed to do. Win basketball games. Do the talking on the court. Don't do the talking off the court. That's the biggest issue and the biggest problem I have with this media in this town. Everybody here is a freaking homer, man. Just be objective. Be objective. That's all I ever ask from anybody as a sportscaster, a sports person in general. Be objective. When my team sucks, I tell you my team sucks, okay? It's just the way it is. You got to be that way. You have to be objective. Here, everybody in this town thinks they're entitled. They think they should win. They had the best record. Means they're the best team. Doesn't mean that. Go out there and play. Let your talk be played out on the basketball floor. Don't do it on the radio. Don't do it on the streets. Do it on the damn floor. And that's the problem I have with Phoenix and the Phoenix Sun fan. I have that problem with all of the local sports teams and their fan. Win something, for crying out loud. We got to take a break. We'll come back and do what we always do. It's called Parting Shot Time here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike. I'm Andy. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Alrighty, everyone, welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy, my tag team partner in crime. He is Mike Wilson. He's in Georgia this week. I love that guy. I can live vicariously through him because he's always traveling somewhere. I love it, man. Get at us a couple few different ways. You can always get at us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook at Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Interact with us, engage with us. We have some stuff out there all the time for you to kind of get at us about, so get after it. Mike, parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
Hey, look, my parting shot goes out to the NBA and NBA fans, man. The playoffs have been outstanding so far. They're only going to get better. get your soda, get your popcorn, get your Barca lounger, kick your feet up and have a good time, because this is some of the best playoffs action that I've seen in a while.
All right, man, I'm kind of going to piggyback you, except I'm going to take it a step further, and I'm going to say I actually think the NHL playoffs are maybe the best playoff you could actually watch. If you're not a hockey fan, like, this is the time to get excited about watching hockey, because I'm not the hugest fan, I'll tell you the truth, but I absolutely love watching NHL hockey playoffs. There is nothing like it. You can have a triple overtime game. You can have these things go seven games in their series, right? And they can have to do that over and over and over, man. I give those guys credit. They're warriors. They're absolutely warriors. They play every other day too, by the way. NBA, they take days off. I can't understand it. I don't get it. It is what it is. But now, moving on to the NBA, that's a great playoff too. Enjoy. Like Mike said, get your popcorn, people. Enjoy the NHL playoffs. Enjoy the NBA playoffs. Until next week, for Mike, for John, for Robert, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, everybody.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.